I am on a journey and I'm taking you all with me. We are on this journey following the Lord together. Welcome aboard. You are VIP guests on this show. My name is Red. I'll be your host this evening. Thank you for traveling with us here on the Red Blonde Fox Show.
All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you because you've been so good to us.
Yes.
We thank you because you're God and you're God alone.
Amen.
Now, God, we look into you on today.
Yes.
Give us a word to go through this week.
Yes.
Give us a word to stand by.
Yes.
Bless this word.
Yes.
Bless this thy people.
Yes.
Let us hear what the Spirit is trying to say to the church.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a hand. Come on, give him a thunderous hand. Hallelujah. Okay, Daniel, you got one. I will never leave.
Amen.
You have a scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Now, to see, Daniel's kind of a little bit.
Let me make it bigger. Is that bigger?
Should be Psalms 27:4. Yeah. Psalms 27:4.
Okay, maybe. Okay. Oh, that's fine.
I hope y'all kind of caught where the lady was going.
Yeah.
She's going to tell the history and everything.
All right, there we go.
And I have another one, but this one I'm going to show y'all part. It's another one. White guy died up on his tractor.
Oh, yeah.
He showed him the same thing. So that, so what he's doing, he's revealing to the people on who we are. And as he revealed it, he tells them to go back and tell the rest of them. And it goes for us too concerning racism. We ain't going to heaven if you're racist. Don't forget that. Treat these people right, treat them good.
That's
you know
right.
What happened, don't hate them for what they had done. Now, when I was growing up, I was an atheist. I did kind of, you know, I didn't care for them at all, and I didn't care for the gospel, no, because I didn't believe. So when somebody brought me Jesus, I'd cuss them out, get out of my face. They ain't trying to hear all that. What you talking about? They ain't got nothing to do with me. That 2,000 years, they ain't got something, they ain't got nothing to do with me. What they got to do with me? Because the Bible said, a fool said in his heart, there is no God. And I was a fool because I did not believe. He caught me years later. Let's look at the text. Psalm 27:4. One thing I desire of the Lord.
Yeah.
That will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Right.
Touch your neighbor and say, I'll never leave.
I'll never leave.
We are living in a time when many people are walking away from God. This is no time to be walking away from God. It's any day now. He's going to come back. And we better be ready. Listen, we're in a good spot. We're going the right way. We're covered in his blood. Don't go back. And if you do decide to leave the church, go in fellowship at another. Don't get outside the fellowship. Y'all remember what he said? Forsake not to assemble yourself together such as some have. As you see the day of the Lord approaching. Don't get out of the fellowship. It's dangerous to get out of the fellowship. Amen? Many people walk away from God. Some are leaving the place of prayer. I will not leave God. Some are leaving the place of worship.
All right.
I would not leave the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some are leaving the place of commitment. But today I came with a declaration. I come to tell Jesus is the way.
All right.
I will never leave the house of the Lord. David said, one thing have I desired. Out of all the blessings God gave him, there was one thing he treasured above everything else. The presence of God.
Hallelujah.
The house of the Lord is not just a building.
Amen.
It is the place where God's presence is experienced.
Yeah.
Every time we come into this place every Sunday, I don't know if y'all know, the presence of God is always here with us. Come on, give God a praise. Come on, bless his name. He's always in this house when we come. I never miss the day coming here without feeling the presence of the Lord. The house of the Lord is not just a building, it is a place where God's presence is experienced. His word is preached, his people gather, and lives are changed. Anybody like been changed in the house of the Lord? I can remember when I first went into the house of the Lord, had never been in the house of the Lord, and I believe it was around 82 or 83 or whatever I was looking, because I just didn't know what they did in the house of the Lord. It was so foreign to me. When I walked in and I sit in the back and I was watching the choir was singing, people was falling out, something was moving through us, and I'm looking like, man, there's something up there. What's that up there? I didn't know what it was because I was an atheist. But he had brought me to the place. And my ears was open, my eyes, I went, what is going on? And I felt something come and sit beside me, and I got scared.
Glory.
And I heard another voice say, don't be scared.
All right.
And I said, what's up? Something sitting next to me.
Okay.
He said, don't be scared.
Yeah.
I started looking up front because I don't want to look on the side, but in there, but I know somebody was sitting. I don't know who was sitting next to me. But I know someone was there, so I kept looking up, but I didn't want to look over. I know no one was there. So what was I supposed to do? I just kept looking up.
Okay.
And I seen the choir, they began to fall out. People were falling out. And I remember this girl in front of me, and me and her used to do cocaine together. We smoked together. And she up jumping and shouting. And I said, look at this. Because I asked before, you know, she got out. I said, where you been? She said, I got to live. I'm here. And I said, been living in here. And she jumped up and was shouting and was praising God. And I said, my God, she got delivered from what? You know we was out there together, so I'm trying to figure out what she's talking about. And I'm looking at her, and I'm shouting and praising God. And I don't know what she got, but I know what she got. She got something because she ain't here now. She ain't smoked with me no more. I ain't seen her no more. And I said, oh, man, what is going on here? Something's going on because now I can't even. Listen, I was trying to get high. I couldn't get high no more. He drove me to the place that he knew that I should have been all my life. But I couldn't have been there because I didn't believe in God. But things happened in my life made me not believe. I believed in money, hustling, cocaine. Women, y'all ain't hear me. I believe in going to the after hour, partying all night long, gambling all night long, smoking cocaine all night long. Y'all don't hear me. But come that time, that week right there, something happened. I couldn't even get high no more. I said, what is going on? I'm sitting up smoking with the drug dealer, and he looking at me like, he threw an ounce down and said, Jeff, we're going to blow our brains out. And we smoking. I'm looking at him, I ain't even high. And he said, what's the matter, Jeff? And he said, don't say it, Jeff. He knew. He said, don't say it. I got up. I said, man, I'll never be back to this house again in my life. I'm not even high. I've been smoking for an hour.
Wow.
All week long, I've been trying to smoke. I can't get high no more.
Like,
he ain't let me get nothing.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing.
All right now.
And when I left, I was so. I just didn't know. I was torn. But I can remember he sent me to this lady. See, God knows how people meet you.
Hallelujah.
And she met me that same week. And she said, seek and you'll find. Now can the door be open unto you.
Hallelujah.
And I looked at her. I was depressed. But when I went home, I could hear it. It was written in my mind.
All right.
Seek and you'll find. Now can the door be open unto you. Went home. I told my girl we had three kids. I said, I'm going to go to church. You're going to do what? You going to go to church? You serious, Jeff? I said, I'm going to go to church. I said, something happened to me. I don't know what it is, but I got to go to church.
All right.
She said, and you done told me how to do all this? And you talking about church? That's when I went to the house of the Lord.
All right.
Come on,
man. I want y'all to know it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I've been saved now for 41 and 42 years. Come on, get God. God is for real. God ain't playing. When God called you, he called you. That means come on from amongst them. And be ye separated, said the Lord. The house of the Lord is where I found mercy. David knew what it felt like. He had made mistakes. He had sinned. We all have come short. We sinned and come short of all of us.
Amen.
Not one person being born in this world is not born without sin. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But as you go on, once you find out who the Lord really is, that's when the transformation begins to take place. When you start seeking after the Lord, all of us in here, we had separate ways that we came, but we're here. Don't y'all know he know we're here today? Come on, give God a hand praise. He know we all are in his house today. He know us one by one, name by name. He know we sitting in this house of his. We all made mistakes. Yet every time he came into God's presence, David, he found mercy. Psalm 84 and 10 said, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 years.
All right, now.
There's something special about being where God is.
Amen.
The world cannot give what God's presence gives. The club can't give it. You will party all night you want to.
Hallelujah.
The club can't give it.
Yes.
Fame can't give it.
Yes.
You got people, they stars, they millionaires, they billionaires, and they miserable. They ain't going to tell you, but that money is not going to make you happy. I don't care how much money you get. Without the Lord, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be messed up, broken. God, listen, I'll tell you, God is not going to let you get away with nothing. You can have all the money in the world. He tells you what profit a man to gain the world and to lose his soul. Money is not going to, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. For one moment in God's presence can change everything. Somebody remembers when you walked into the church burned down.
Yes.
And walked out with joy. Anybody walked out with joy? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Give God some praise. Come on. Give it up for the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. I love rejoicing. Everybody love the church. I say rejoice. You came in weak. You left with strength. You came in guilty. You left forgiven.
Yeah.
That's why I can't leave the house of the Lord.
Amen.
The house of the Lord is where I learned to trust God. David faced the lions. David faced the bears. David faced the Goliath. Yet he learned his greatest lesson while walking with God. Many of us can testify. The Lord has kept me through sickness. Anybody ever kept through sickness?
Yeah.
I'm y'all don't hear me. I was bleeding on the brain. God kept me to breathe on the brain.
Amen.
I needed a kidney. God kept me and gave me a kidney. He took me through.
Hey, family. This is Red Blonde Fox, your host. And I want to say thank you for 6 incredible years of being part of the Red Blonde Fox Show's journey. My church, Jesus is the Way, International Ministries, and I are truly grateful for your support. Thank you for tuning in every week and sharing our episodes around the world. And congratulations! We've officially reached over 5,000 listeners and counting. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox. I love you guys.
Dialysis.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I was going to make it. I remember telling my wife one day coming home from dialysis. I said, I don't think I'm going to make it. People were dying like flies in there. They look at me. See, they can't tell you what happened to another client. They just looked at me, but they had got to know me real good. And I said, come here. I said, now you do know, I know, that Bob missed dialysis 2 days in a row.
So
you're not going to tell me what happened to you. I said, I think I already know what happened to you.
There it is.
They looked at Mr. Coleman. I said, he died. Yeah, don't tell nobody. I said, what am I going to tell somebody for? See, I was watching them one by one.
Yeah.
And I was saying, okay, I've been here a year and a half. I don't think I'm going to make it through this. And I'm watching them give me about four or five on one before me. I said,
yeah.
And even though I was a believer, I knew if I had left here, I was going to be with the Lord. But going through that, I just didn't think I could do too much more. I was so worn out, I was so tired. And taking my blood out and putting it back in. But every time I would go, I would have my gospel music on, I'd be reading the word, but I still felt like I wasn't going to make it.
All right.
Anybody ever been in that place?
Oh, yeah, man.
Where you thought you wasn't going to make it?
Yeah.
But the Lord kept me.
Yes, he did.
He kept me
through
heartaches.
Yes, he did.
He kept me through financial trouble. Anybody been in financial trouble?
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear me. I remember twice. Our house was in foreclosure. Twice. Anybody had people that come to your door every day, they put something on your door every day, they leave. Every single day. I got so sick of those people. I didn't care, they can come take the house. I'm sick of these people. But God began to move upon me. My wife began to say, God's going to bring us through this, Jeff. And I'm looking at the people coming every day. And I'm saying to myself, I know my neighbor's looking at these people coming every day, putting this thing on my door. I was ashamed. But I began to catch some more favor. Listening to my wife. I caught some more faith. And I can remember they took me off my job. And I just didn't know how we was going to make it. I wasn't paying a mortgage. Didn't have nothing to pay the mortgage. Nothing. And I began to remember when we began to pray.
Amen.
And we began back then. I fasted a bit. We began to pray and talk to God.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, things began to shift.
Amen.
And as they shifted, they called me and my wife. And they told us, we like to redo your own. And the only reason they redid it, because I didn't have enough income, I only had my pension.
Right.
But they redid the loan for it. And then we still, down the road a couple years later, got back in the foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And as we got back in the foreclosure, we know what God had did the first time. Then we start praying again, what God going to do for us. Then God turned around and he got us out of that.
Hey.
He blessed us to move to Brownville. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. We came out of foreclosure. Twice we came out. I don't care how long you've been going through something. I don't care what you think will happen. You got to continue to look to the Lord. For he is our help. And by faith, he will bring us through. He promised you that. Y'all don't hear me. Two foreclosures. Phone calls every day. Putting something on our door every day. But God stopped that. He took me into our God another income. And then this time, he waited. And we moved out of Brown Deer, and we still was in foreclosure. And me and my wife, we just got some big faith because we know we got a one. Now here we is in another one, and we done moved out here anyway. God and messed around.
God,
let me tell y'all something. Messed around.
God,
them people was calling us, and every time I call them back, they would say, Jeff and Brenda Cole. You know, just call it, but you're in foreclosure, and one day I never get. We call because the office is in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Got a man in Florida. And as I began to talk to this man, and I did, I began to confess to him. I said, listen, man, we're black, and this is what the stuff that they've been taking us through, man. And, you know, I know you think your company is so big, but your company is racist because the way they've been doing it, that man heard me out. And then he said, oh, okay, let me look up something. He looked up something, and he said, oh, okay, y'all applied to come out of foreclosure. I said, yeah, but he said, hold on, man, let me look at something again. And he looked at something again, and he said, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. He said, everything I need you to send to me, and I'm going to send it to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay. So we started sending him our income, we started sending everything we had, and I never forget this man. And he was a decent man in Florida. And he said, okay, this is what I need you to do. I need y'all to put another application in. What was it called that we applied for? But how do you remember? Yeah, it's called Deed and Loot. Mr. Howard, I think I was telling you about that. But yeah, it's called Deed and Loot. Okay, you can ask and apply for Deed and Loot, and they'll take. house back, okay, and they pull you out of foreclosure. So we did another application, and they kept coming back and saying, you know what, you can't have nothing against you. You can't have judgment or nothing. Uh-huh. Okay, so they found one judge, okay, and then I went back. I went to the credit union, went in and talked to the people. And they said, oh, man, we're supposed to have been took this off. He is going to
be all right,
so
right.
They took that one. I thought, so I'll be ready now. Then they called us again. He said, Mr. Coleman, you got to.
Sean the Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Sean the Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
No, I said, from who? He said, that's great. I said, just clear that one up. He said, you got enough. So went in there again, and the lady couldn't find them, but got home 2 days later. She called me. She said, this one is older than the first one. We should have been took this off. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So we sent it to the man, did the application, and all of a sudden, he said to me, he said, Mr. Coleman, we got to put this thing to bed. I left to get his work. Right. Because, you know, we're going to do this. And we kept doing it. The next thing you know, he calls me. He said, congratulations. Y'all got the deed in lieu. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to send you some money after you're done, but you got to make sure the house is clean and empty and cleaned out. It can't be nothing else wrong with it but clean. And we did exactly what the man told us. And they went out, so the house was clean. And they called. I didn't think we was going to get nothing. But they took the house back. But then we looked up in the mirror. They showed us a $3 check. I said, Brenda, look at this. They sent us a $3 check. And we gave them the house back. We owed them, but they sent us the money. Come on, give God some praise. God will get you out of everything you get into. So now, listen. I ain't president because I got saved. So my neighbor across the street, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, walking in the door. I got Filipinos. Hey, how y'all doing? Walking down the street. Listen, they don't have a care in the world. They got the best neighbors in the world. Look like we're living in the country. They ain't got to start that loud music y'all got to listen to. They ain't got to hear all the dope dealers on the corner like they used to. They ain't got to put up with none of that. But God is just good. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. The Lord kept us through financial trouble. The Lord kept us through family storm. When everybody else left, Jesus stayed. Anybody had any friends? When you got into this, I had a lot of friends. But when I got into this, they vacated. I'd never forget. They came to my porch. And they had a little glove and they had some weeds. And like, Jeff, I said, get off my porch. Get off my porch. What's wrong with you, Jeff? I said, get off my porch. I got saved. Oh, you got that Jesus stuff? I said, get off my porch. Because I was delivered. And I did not want to go back. I did not want no more cocaine. I did not want no more of that life. He had set me free. And I began to know what freedom was like. Freedom was good. Freedom, I was blessed. Freedom, I wasn't hooked on nothing. So my friends walked off on me. They left me. But Jesus stayed with me.
Amen.
When money ran out, Jesus stayed. When strength fell, Jesus, he stayed. And because he stayed with me, I'm saying to him, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I've come too far to turn around now. The house of the Lord is where I receive strength. Isaiah 40:31 said, but they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Anybody got any strength in the house of the Lord? If you ain't got to ask God to give it to you. Go to Isaiah 40:31 and meditate on his word. Put it, give his word back to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Life can wear you out. Trials can drain you. Battles can exalt you. I can hear and spirit somebody in here today is facing some difficulties concerning finance. And they don't know what's going to happen. They've been worried about it. Sleeping. Not even sleeping good, thinking about it. There's somebody in this place today. And I don't know it's in this place today. is because it's in this word today. It's in what God gives me. And I know when he gives me something, it has something to do with us in this house.
Yes, yes, yes.
Trials can drain you. Battles can exalt you. But God's house is a filling station for weary saints.
Amen.
When I hear the choir sing, I might as well say when I watch the videos instead of the choir, I get glad when I hear. When I hear the word preached, strength come. When I kneel in prayer, strength come. When the saints testify, strength come. The devil would love for you to quit.
Yeah.
Just look at your neighbor. Don't tell yourself, I'm not going to quit.
I'm not
quit. Lay hands on yourself. Promise that to yourself, I'm not going to quit. I'm in this for the long haul. I would have for you, I would have thrown in the towel. But every time I get into God's presence, God reminds me, you can make it. If you can make it, you can take it. Your neighbors, I'm leaving. Listen, I'm not leaving. God has been good to me. I'm not going to leave him. The house of the Lord is my protection. Psalms 91 says he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. David understood that safety was found near God. Storms may come. Troubles may rise. The enemy may attack. Did y'all notice when y'all were looking at that video? Did y'all see what they was trying to do? Guess what, y'all? Guess what? That haven't happened. We had no skips. We had no nothing. But as soon as we start watching that video, that's why we got to watch the rest of it. He trying to stop us from seeing, but he's showing people that are nearly dying. He's taking them and showing them who black people really are. Now, listen, they tried to hide from us. We found out that we're the tribe of Judah. And guess what? Jesus come from that tribe. Y'all know what I mean. We come from that same tribe. But see, we didn't know, but now everything is out the bag. We found out that we're Israel. And the reason why we didn't know because they hid it for so long. But then there's someone in the word that he said whatever's hidden, that he was going to bring it to light. And guess what? He's bringing everything to light now. Everything that they done to us, everything that they thought they were going to hide from us, everything they thought that we weren't going to know, that God is opening up and showing us exactly who we are. And I talked about before, we came over here on the ship. I remember now, when we came over here, we was under a 400-year curse. Okay, but then I got news for you, a news flag. The curse is over. Watch the blessings that we all will start receiving.
I'm seeing that now.
As black people. Watch. It's over with. That's why they weren't scared in the White House. They're trying to take us back, but that ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. None. The enemy may attack. God, there's protection in God's presence. I'm almost done. The ark protected Noah. The blood protected Israel. The cross protects believers.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Can you just stand yourself again and say, I'm protected?
I'm protected.
I'm under the blood.
I'm under the blood.
As long as I stay close to Jesus, I know everything will be all right.
Amen.
The safest place in the world is in the will of God. I'm going to listen, y'all. I got to come out of here. Listen, I say I wouldn't act like this. I mean, act like I'm sanctified. I've got to, you know. Sanctified don't mean it, but you set apart. Listen, y'all got me feeling set apart from the world. The house of the Lord is my eternal home. David in the Psalm 2:3 by saying, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David wasn't only talking about worship on earth. He was looking toward heaven. Look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord that made heaven and he made earth. Look up and live. One day, listen, y'all, I got to close this thing. I got to come out of here. One day, faith will become sight. One day, we will see Jesus face to face. Y'all will hear me. And when I get to heaven, we'll never leave that place. It'll be howdy, howdy, and goodbye. Never goodbye. No sickness is going to be in heaven. No death is going to be in heaven. No tears gonna be there. No funerals no more gonna be there. Every time I pass the funeral home, pitch the funeral home, every day they got a funeral going on. Every day some young boys are killed each other. Every day the cars are full when I drive by. Won't be no more funerals at Pitch Mortuary. No more pain, no more pain, no more pain there. Just eternal joy in the presence of the King. That's why I refuse to let the devil distract me. The devil want to take us off our
game. Yes, he do. The devil is a liar.
He do not want us to
leave. Amen.
He wants to stop from coming to the house of the Lord because he knows that God is going to meet us when we come to this house. He knows that the presence of the Lord shall be in the house when we get there. So good job. Listen, you have to notice on Sunday morning when you get up, look like the kids can get on your nerves, everything going wrong, don't look like you're going to make it to church. Every time you look like this going on, this is happening, because everything is coming against you, because the Lord don't want you to come to the house of the Lord. You know, doggone well, them kids can get crazy until Saturday night. You know, doggone well, you didn't get into it with nobody until Saturday night. And then when you woke up Sunday morning, look like you can't find your shoe, you can't find your purse going on, the kids getting on your nerve, they're fighting in the background. Hey, he wants you to say, I'm not going today.
The devil is a lie.
Go back to bed. That's just what it is. I don't know about you, but he told me that midterm. He told me, you could call them missionaries. Then let them go ahead. You go back to bed. Ain't you tired? I said, devil, you're allowed to get up and get out of here.
Amen.
And I feel better when I get up. So I'm moving around. Yeah, I didn't want to stay in bed late.
Yeah,
and my wife looked at me. She got up early. And I said, I ain't getting up to 8 or 9 o'clock. At 8 or 9 o'clock, I said, I ain't working no more. I ain't got nowhere to be. And I'm retired. And then she looked at me. I said, I don't know why you're getting up so early. You retired too. I said, I ain't getting up that early no more. I'm done with that. I don't work for them people long enough. I'm sleeping as long as I want to. He saved me. He kept me. He healed me.
Yes, he did.
So, listen, y'all, I love y'all. I'm just telling you, call me at the 9 or 10 o'clock. Because I'm not getting up. Listen, if I had to get up on that day, I'm not getting up. I'm going back to bed. But on the Lord's day, that's when the enemy always tries
to get
you.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
It don't happen to me. It don't happen to me. He kept me.
Your eyes can't stay
on. You're in trouble, y'all.
Wait then.
Yep.
Hit your eyelashes.
And he healed me.
Yeah.
He carried me.
Yes, he did.
He forgave me.
Yeah.
He provided for me.
Yeah.
And because of everything he has done, my testimony is I would never leave the house of the Lord. Not because everything is perfect. Not because every day is easy, but because Jesus has been faithful. When I'm down, he picks me up. When I'm lost, oh my God, when I'm lost, he found me. But listen, my eyes was closed, I was blind, but now I can see. When I was weak, he strengthened me. When I was falling, he held me up. And now my heart cries out, Lord, whatever you are, that's where I want to be. I said, wherever Jesus is, that's where I want to be. If he's in the valley, I want to go down to the valley. He said he'd meet you in the valley. He'd meet you on the mountaintop. If you go down to the valley, you think he ain't there, he's in the valley. Go to the mountaintop. He's on the mountaintop. If the roads get rough, I'm going to go with Jesus. If the winds start blowing, I'm going with Jesus. Because he's been my doctor in the sick room. He's been my bread when I was hungry. He's been my father when I was thirsty. He's been my mother when I didn't have a mother. He's been my father when I didn't have a father. He's been my brother when I didn't have a mother. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He's been my everything when I didn't have a mother. He's my bridge over troubled water. And I made my mind up. I would not turn back. Let him just say, I'm not going to leave the house. I'm not going back. I would not turn back. I would not give up. I will not walk away. I will never leave the house of the Lord for one glad morning when life is over. I'm going to the house not made with hands. The house where the wicked shall see the glory. The house where the weary shall be at rest. The house where I'll see Jesus. And when I see Jesus, when I see him, I'll bow before him. I'll worship before him. I'll praise him forever. And when I sing hallelujah to the Lamb, because I'm standing with Jesus. I'm standing with Jesus. I'm standing with Jesus. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And forever and forever and forever, I will stay. Now listen, yo, this is church unused.
All right, now,
I got the code. This is church unused.
All right.
Evangelist London, I need you to come. I need somebody to come and stand for Mother Lawrence's cousin. I need somebody to come. You need something from the Lord, you get it.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.